Dr. David Wright, there has been some questions lately about sudden death syndrome. What are you hearing?
Farmers are mostly concerned about what it is, how to manage it, is it going to be back next year? A lot of great questions and a lot of misinformation out there too. So we bring them in the tent, we talk to them. Sudden death syndrome really is a manageable problem. It was brought on this year by early planting, compacted soils, varieties that are more susceptible, and especially, most importantly, it was brought on by the excessive rainfall that we had after planting. You know, those roots sat there in water, they were cold, they weren't growing. The pathogen, which is a fungus that causes the disease, is in the soil, has been in the soil for many, many years, just had the right conditions this year for it to infect the root of the soybean, which happens just within days after germination. The disease stays in the root and crown area during the vegetative growth, and then upon reproduction, it shoots a toxin into the plant, which causes that sudden death, you know, beginning with the yellowing of the leaf tissue, the browning, and then, you know, it just dies. And the leaves fall off.
So once this starts, are you going to lose the field? Is there some of it salvageable?
It's not salvageable. There are no fungicides. There are no seed treatments that a farmer can use to manage this disease. The best management practice for next year, number one, work with a seed dealer to make sure that you review the agronomic scores of those varieties for sudden death syndrome. Choose varieties that are high yielding first and foremost, because we don't know if we're going to have this problem next year. We hope we don't. So choose varieties that are high yielding, then choose varieties that have a good agronomic score against SDS. Then make sure next year that you don't get into those fields too early and work those soils too wet, because those are the fields that showed SDS first and foremost this year.
If this is the prime year or a prime year for SDS, is there any idea about how much acreage or yield has been lost because of it?
It depends on the field. We're having farmers come through here saying, I've got a spot here or there. You know, it's going to be negligible yield loss in those fields. We have farmers coming in saying, I've got 180 acres that just totally devastated. And I've seen some of those plants. We will end up with 20 to 30% average yield loss in those infected fields. Could be as high as 50 to 60%.
So if it's in a field this year, is it more likely next year, or does it just depend on the season?
Well, the fungus is always in the field. We first discovered it in Iowa in 1993. The fungus has been moving throughout Iowa. The interesting thing about it is that the fungus reproduces on corn residue, dropped corn kernels. And so rotating out of soybeans into corn for several years, which has been a misconception among some of the farmers at the show, has no impact, because the fungus will reproduce on the corn residue. When you go back to soybeans, you're still at risk of sudden death syndrome.